Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Cindy's the head librarian at the library there, and been there a long time, haven't you, Cindy?
Yes, I think I've passed my tenure a few times.
Well, I know how much you have a passion for what you do, that's for sure, and it shows. So.
Thank you.
Great
Thank
library.
You. Great.
So what's happening?
Well, it's a new month, so we have all sorts of fun and exciting things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
I'm going to interrupt you. I get so excited when I see the newsletters out.
Yeah.
I get that email, Appleton Public Library newsletter. I can't wait to open it up and read it. I do. I get excited about it. You do a great job with that newsletter.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I try because, yeah. You know, I just feel that people should see all the different exciting things that we offer here at the library and how excited people are to participate in them. If you look at our newsletter, you'll see all the smiling faces for the weekly winners from our Winter Reads program for adults. And then we had 1,000 books for our kindergarten graduate this year. And, you know, just kids participating or hanging out and using this beautiful space that we have here in Appleton. So it's exciting. I'm happy to share all those things with our public.
Yeah, how can people get a newsletter, Cindy?
Well, I offer it in a couple of formats. I mean, you can have it emailed to you if you sign up for the newsletter, and then I email it to you around the first of every month. In fact, I think you probably got it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, or you can stop in at the library and receive and pick up a printed copy, because I do have a four-page flyer that looks just like your digital copy, only it's, of course, all printed out on paper. Mm-hmm. For those people who like that paper copy. So,
yep.
Yeah, so it's a couple of different options that are available for people to see what's going on here at the Appleton Library.
Okay. All right. Then what activities you got going on this week, or this month, I should say?
This week, we still are continuing our adult winter reading program, or Winter Reads 26. It continues through March 31st, and each week we draw for a weekly prize, and then as you read books, you earn prizes while you're reading, and so that continues through the 31st. On March 4th, we have every Wednesday after school, we have an activity for kids at 3:30. And so this month, we are doing 3D dandelion painting after school. We are making leprechaun bait.
Leprechaun what?
Bait.
Bait.
To catch a leprechaun.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, and we are going to take in a hot chocolate scavenger hunt. And, you know, and then, of course, we have Lego Club. So lots of fun stuff after school. We're also doing a teen dandelion painting class for teens and tweens, and that's on March 11th. Plus a couple of things for adults, too. First, you know, we've got our library commission meeting that's on March 9th at 10:30 a.m. Anyway, our library board meeting. And then we are offering a dried hoop wreath class with Mary Solbrecken for adults. We have our book club is meeting, and then also we are offering a design a pillow cover with Lisa class for adults with two different time options. And then, of course, we're so lucky, Prairie 5 is offering a free tax clinic here again this month on March 19th. And so if you're interested in that, call Prairie 5 and make sure that you register, because they get really busy here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Laura Thomas will be here also with Prairie 5. It's our local aging counselor. So help with all the questions that we have as we are getting older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone did ask me about Laura, and what is that about?
Actually, she helps with a lot of different questions. We had a lot of people in when the fall time, for example, if you had a lot of Medicaid or Medicare questions, or if you were wondering about different services that are offered in our county or the five-county region for seniors. It's just anything you need help with, really. And
is this for seniors then?
Yeah. Just for seniors,
okay.
And believe it or not, 55 and older is senior.
I qualify.
You might qualify. Yep. I don't know. What age are you claiming these days, Paul?
Getting older.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so yeah, so different things that she offers here, and or just you have questions about a lot of stuff. I mean, it's kind of amazing. She is a fountain of knowledge, that is for sure.
Is that a free service then?
Yeah, free.
Oh, okay.
Everything here at the library is free.
Okay.
And so that's what's kind of exciting about it, is it's free.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, is it time to move into what are people reading?
I think so. There's quite a few new books out for us to talk about. Kate Quinn has a new book out called The Astral Library. It's a hidden door at the Boston Public Library. It leads to a secret library where new worlds and potential danger come to life. No, we do not have a door like that at the Appleton Library, but it'd be fun if we did. Anyway, and then, of course, there's a couple of series that are coming out with another book, Mark Greene's Gray Man series is coming out with the 15th book, and then also Steve Barry, his 20th book in the Cotton Malone series is out too, so something exciting for you to think about. Also up is, let me see here, Worse Than a Lie by Ben Crump, a 2008, the lawyer boy, Lee Cooper, takes on a case involving a black former police officer who was shot during a traffic stop. So that's it for new fiction. Now, nonfiction, there's a couple of new things, too. John Meacham has a book out called American Struggle. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer, examines national divisions and debates over the last four centuries. Also, Manufacturing Delusion by Buck Sexton, a conservative radio host and former CIA analyst, argues that mass delusion has begun to take hold in America. I guess you can look at that as a couple of interesting reads.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So if you are interested in getting a book recommendation or stopping in here at the Appleton Public Library, we love to make recommendations. We love to look for books for people. It's just kind of our superpower here. So stop on down and visit us.
Well, Cindy, you have a lot of superpowers. You do a lot of things. So, tell our listeners where the library is located and in Appleton there and when your hours are.
The library is located at 50 East Rooney Avenue in the beautiful city of Appleton. And our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on our website or our Facebook page for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, sounds good. Cindy, thank you for all that, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.